This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, California gives ultimatum to nonprofits. Turn over donor information or end fundraising in all of California. That story right after this short message.
Times are changing, but at Liberty University, our purpose remains the same: to equip people to go out into the world and make a difference through their calling. Though we are blessed with an amazing campus, our most valuable resource has always been our students and those who inspire them. They are our motivation to continue providing a world-class education founded on biblical principles. Because no matter what, Liberty's mission will always remain the same: training champions for Christ. Learn more by texting EQUIP to 49596.
Citizens of the United States as a whole are some of the most generous givers in the world. Churches and other nonprofit organizations benefit from tax-deductible donations. And when a contributor donates, it's most likely because they believe in and their values align with that organization. Donors trust that the organization will keep their information safe and confidential. In an unconstitutional requirement, the California Attorney General's office is demanding that if a nonprofit fundraises in the state of California, they have to disclose and hand over their supporters' names and addresses, or end all fundraising in the state. This requirement affects organizations who have any donors in the state of California, not just if the organization is based in the Golden State. In this cancel culture era, nonprofit supporters fear that if they contribute to a cause they believe in, they run the risk of being harassed or threatened from people who counter their values. This could negatively affect all nonprofits, from Christian and conservative-based to far-left organizations like the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, and everyone in between. California has proven itself to be unreliable with sensitive information, as it has already leaked personal information that it has gathered from organizations' major donors. For a period of time, all it took for someone with ill intent to gain access to this confidential information was a simple web browser. The Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the Thomas More Law Center, a legal nonprofit that defends religious freedom, family values, and the sanctity of life. They say that this demand is dangerous, useless, and uncalled for, not to mention unconstitutional. They are demanding that the United States Supreme Court hear their case this spring. And on February 22nd, they filed their opening brief in this case against California. They are not alone in this fight. The ADF, Thomas More Law Center, and 60 other organizations have joined together in this case to stop California from violating the constitutional rights of nonprofits and their supporters. ADF Senior Counsel John Bursch said that every American should be free to support causes they believe in without fear of harassment or intimidation. Given that the California Attorney General's office hardly ever used supporter information for any purpose, there's simply no justification for forcing charities to disclose their supporters' names and addresses and making freedom of association a pipe dream. The Supreme Court precedent from NAACP versus Alabama already defends donor privacy, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has failed to apply that precedent. Pray that the United States Supreme Court applies the law fairly and rules with righteousness. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.